Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, Five Steps to Building the Perfect Partnership. Why are we talking about partnerships? Because no matter what business you're in, you have to build a relationship with someone to sell your products. And developing partnerships is one way to do that. Strategic partnerships is based on a shared set of values, said Benigno Aquino III. One of the biggest temptations for new entrepreneurs of any age is to jump into starting a business with a friend, someone you've met at an industry event. For instance, or a colleague from a previous job. But as business guru Brian Tracy warns, spur-of-the-moment partnerships are fraught with danger. Now, before I get into that, what I want to talk about is Home Depot, because this is a business based on a partnership between two men who worked for a company called Handy Dandy. And so they were in the home improvement business, but what they did was they took their business a step further. And if you look at the industry that they're in, it's not just home improvement, but it's individuals going in and learning how to do basic stuff in their home to make it better. So let's back up a little bit. And let's say that as business guru Brian Tracy warns, spur-of-the-moment partnerships are fraught with danger. He's right. I've seen partnerships destroy wealth, health, and friendships. But I've also seen partnerships turn ambitious entrepreneurs into millionaires whose partners have been chosen wisely. And that is the main purpose of how Home Depot actually got started and was able to build up to what it is today, almost 40 years later. Much of my wealth has come through successful partnerships with friends. And three of the best collaborators that anyone could ask for. Why? Because we know each other well and we share the same pillars of success. We are as concerned about each other's success as we are about our own. And we know what to expect from one another. Profitable partnerships take time and effort, but can be confidently launched with five proven principles. And let me also say that, as you know, I've been doing this show for over 11 years. And over those times, I've had different media companies contact me about, or actually they weren't media companies, but they were companies or that use the Blog Talk Radio platform and our premium sites. And what they wanted to do was interview me, and then they would come back and hype up what a great interviewer it was and how I should come on their platform and do my show there for a fee. And I'm like, why should I do what I do on my own platform on theirs if there's no benefit to me? And recently I had a media company that came to me, and what they did was their research to make sure that I really knew what it was that I do and that I'm very good at it and how I sound on my platform. One of the reasons that I initially started this internet radio show was one reason and one reason only, because back in the day when I first got started as a professional speaker and trainer, it meant that you needed to have a media kit that you sent out to associations or to corporations to actually get on their conventions. And also, prior to everything being done on the internet, what I found was that seminar companies would actually hire people to go out and present seminars for them. They paid you $250 a day, plus you got a percentage off of any sales that you made from products that were at the back of the room. But when you break down the hours that you put in, you was often putting in a lot more than 8 hours. So $250 a day, really, because when you figure that you had to be there, say, 7 or 7:30, because you had to make sure that all the sound equipment was working perfectly. You had to make sure the room was actually set up, that all the materials that the students that attended your presentation were there and laid them out. Then after the presentation, you had to break down and box up all the product that wasn't sold to ship it back to the company. And then you got in the car and you traveled to the next city where you basically did the same thing. And you did this 5 days a week. And they may tell you were working 10 to 14 days out of a 30-day month, which seemed great. But when you look at the total hours that you were expected to put in, it was really a whole lot more. That's why when you work from home doing a webinar, you are doing the same thing that you're doing working for a seminar company. That's why those companies no longer exist today, because speakers actually market themselves. And having a presentation like a podcast, people can not only listen to you, but associations have access to your website and anything that you've done digitally at their access, plus all the speaking associations like National Speakers Association have their own websites, or they link to a company that has access to for you to be on their platform to market your services. So there's so many ways today for you as an individual to grow and build your business on the internet. So you having partnerships is really great. And what I was saying about the media company is, yes, there's a fee that you pay up front, but that fee goes to getting the the equipment, the microphone and the boombox and the things that you would hook to your computer so that when you do your radio show, it sounds perfect and you don't lose it. Plus, they secure the advertise, they have the advertising packages and secure the advertising for your show themselves, and then you get paid a percentage off of any advertising dollars generated. So it's a win-win for both of you, because you not only make back the money that you put out for the training, but you have an opportunity to make a profit. So in that sense, you really understand that how and compare what one company is doing and how another company is doing it in a way that they're looking to generate money for their business through their podcasting platform, whereas if they were on there themselves, they would be paying the premium fee, but they wouldn't be earning any money unless they went out themselves and secured other companies to advertise on their show. So, profitable partnerships take time and effort, but can be confidently launched with 5 proven principles. Know thyself and know the partners. You can't make a good deal with a bad person, Warren Buffett once said. He would know. Buffett and his partner, Charlie Munger, have been working together since 1959. A person's past behavior is the best prediction of future behavior, but you won't know a partner's past and true self if you just jump into business after a couple of drinks at a conference. I've seen this happen and watched partnerships go sour. Not anyone. Author Dave Kekich said it best. Don't enter into a business relationship with anyone unknown to you without requesting references dating back to at least 10 years. If your potential partner doesn't have good enduring relationships, stay away. It sounds harsh, but it's true. A person's behavior has a tendency to repeat, and a cycle of bad habits will likely continue. If you see signs of these pitfalls, avoid a partnership. One of the things that we are talking about here is behavior patterns, because these are inborn behavior patterns where you can have someone that the mask they wear when they're out in the world is one thing, but they can turn around and stab you in the back repeatedly because they're users and they're takers. And the idea is, if you can read people, if you can read their behavior, you will be very good at being able to assess different people and their behavior patterns. Because, you know, you want to work as a team, but you have to have people that want to be team players. And when you have two people that are one behavior pattern and they each want to be dominant, then guess what? You're going to have clashes. And let me sit down and explain something to you, or tell you a little story, that what you're seeing is, especially when you're looking at President or Donald Trump, yes, the presidency to him is an ego booster. Why? Because he really thinks he's above the law and he can do whatever he wants, however he wants to do it. And No one should ever question him. And yet, what happens with him is, and if you look at the apprentice and what's going on in his presidency, he demands that you be loyal to him. And if you can't be loyal to him, guess what? You're out the door, because that's just who he is and how he thinks about himself. Start with a clear communication and expectation. Have adult conversations from the get-go. Establish who is responsible for what parts of the business. Make the partnership terms clear and concise, and be sure to write them down. A single-page summary of responsibilities should do to start. That's where you really need to understand an individual's behavior pattern. Why? Because if I'm a dominant personality, I can see the whole picture, but I may not be able to know how to break it down. If I'm an I personality or an inspirational, I'm very outgoing, I'm very verbal, I can sit down and talk to people at a party and really bind things out. A steadiness personality is someone who literally goes by the book. When they work for the company, they will read the manual from cover to cover, and they will literally do exactly what that company says a project should be done. But if you're a C personality, then that means your behavior pattern is one of conscientiousness. And you become very questioning of everything. Now, we all have these behavior patterns within us, but which are the ones that are above the midpoint and which ones are below the midpoint? And why is that important? Because the ones that are above the midpoint are our dominant behavior patterns. And if I'm a high D and I, then I would want someone who's a very high S and C. Why? Because that way we complement each other, we get things done, because we can break it down to what are the things that we enjoy doing the most and how we can do it in a way that brings business to us and not create a conflict. Get it in writing. This is the biggest thing that business partnerships don't always do. Why? Because they think they have a verbal agreement. But you know, if it's not written down, then if things go south, then one party can beg out and say, I'm not responsible because I did not sign on the dotted line. So speaking of writing, craft a strategy, not only for success, but for failure. Put your goals and mission in clear, concise language. Also, define an exit strategy for yourself in case the business tanks. It must be clear how the business will be divided, or if there is a way for one partner to buy the others out. All of these are standard in partner contracts, but if you don't have them in place, things can get ugly. Don't enter into a business relationship with anyone unknown without requesting references dating back at least 10 years. If your potential partner doesn't have good, enduring relationships, stay away. It is important that if you really don't know anyone, but that say you want references. Why? Because you want to know what kind of character they have. You want to know what kind of business sense do they have. what kind of experience do they have in the past that can help them in the business today? Partner with people who have strengths that complement your own. There's little sense in partnering with a great copywriter if you're also a great copywriter. But if you can find a great partner with strengths in areas where you are weak, then the strategy and potential success is automatically greater. My expertise is in business to consumer sales, affiliate relationships, and content creation for mass market. I was looking for someone that could build an information marketing mastermind and who's an expert in selling from the stage, paid advertising, and business-to-business sales. Why? Because this way, they had the strengths in areas where I was weak, and I had strengths in areas where they were weak. Our skills overlapped in some areas, such as email marketing, but there were enough complementary skills to ensure the growth of the group. So think about it. No matter what business you're in today, you are looking for ways to grow your business. And any partnership that you have, you need people that can do the things that you don't enjoy doing. Because you know what? If we wear all the hats in the business, we're doomed to fail. But if we have someone who enjoys doing the things that we hate doing, then they can balance us out. Partner with individuals committed to personal development. We both share the theory that you should hang around good people. Munger said about his relationship with Buffett, always behave better every year than you behaved the previous year. Warren and I don't agree on everything, and yet we're respectful of one another. The principles of respect and self-betterment are central to successful partnerships. While partnerships benefit from each other's sales and marketing skills, the greatest assets that we bring to our relationships are in personal development. He challenges me to overcome an interpersonal limitation and social anxieties. In turn, I help him hone his self-discipline and create more structure in day-to-day routines. You shouldn't be an ethical or moral clone to your business partner, but you should share common personal goals. Put these ahead of profits, and you'll enjoy a long and valuable relationship. Buffett says, it's best. The asset I most value, aside from health, is interesting, diverse, and long-standing friendship. Let this be your approach to partnership as well. And that is what we need to look at, is how we can benefit each other and how we can help each other grow within our business. So remember, the five steps are know thyself and know thy partners. Start with clear communication and expectations. Get it in writing, which is the most important thing that you could ever do. Partner with people who have strengths that complement your own, and partner with individuals committed to personal development, meaning that they always want to better themselves as well. And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And we can sit down with you and help you put together a master plan on how to grow and build your business on a long-term basis.